Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Mica, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and I'm excited today to talk about a performance of a special production visiting our region, Two Trains Running. And with me today is Director Lillian Brown, who's directing the upcoming performance, and Artistic Director at the Holdcraft Theater, who's hosting the event, Steve Scott. So welcome, both Lillian and Steve.
Thanks. Good to be here.
It is terrific having you both on here. And Lillian, you know, if I can start with you, I believe this specific performance is actually a touring show presented by the Acting Company New York. Can you share where your company's performed so far and how long this tour will be going on across the country?
Yes, we rehearse in New York where Acting Company is based. And then we started our tour in January in Ventura, California, which was a wild ride because the fires were going on.
Oh, man.
So we did a small sit down there in Ventura. And then after that run was done, they went to the East Coast, I believe. Now, funny enough, as the director, once the play is open, you leave, right? I left Ventura, California, and they've been on the road without me. I know they've been on the East Coast, and they're now headed towards the Midwest. They've been all over already. Sometimes they only get to stop in a city for one night.
Mm-hmm.
So they've really been on the move.
Well, I tell you what, that is, I didn't realize that about the director in a touring performance like this, sort of teeing it up and then stepping away and the cast moves on.
Actually, any play, even if it's like sitting down at a theater, Once the play is open, the director is no longer present. The play is taken care of by the stage manager, Sometimes also an associate director. And the director might, you know, step back in, not step back in, but, you know, pay a visit or something.
Right.
Actually, you know, you give the show over. You give the show over to the people, to the actors and the performers, the folks that make the show run. It belongs to them once the rehearsal and preview period is over.
Steve, If I can ask, as artistic director over at Holdcraft in Michigan City, how did the opportunity to present Two Trains Running and this performance come to your facility, your venue?
Well, I'm actually the artistic director of the Dunes Summer Theater and the Dunes Arts Foundation. Holdcraft is where we're doing this, and they're our producing partner.
Okay.
And basically, I have a longtime friendship with the managing director of the acting company. They were looking for a place to sit down on their way across the Midwest. And Eric Schroeder called the theater and said, can we do this at the Dunes? I said, we can't do it at the Dunes because it's not winterized, but we can do it at the Holdcraft Center. And so basically what we're going to be doing here on March 24th is a concert reading of the play. We're not doing it with a big set and all of the stuff that the larger venues have. But I think the essence of this play is really well captured in a good reading, a good concert presentation. It's a very exciting play. It's a very exciting event for us. We don't get touring companies from New York and Michigan City very often. And August Wilson is such an important playwright for people to understand. And I don't know that August's work have been performed around here very much. So this is a great chance for our audiences and for audiences all through Northwest Indiana to really experience brilliance of August Wilson.
No, and I agree. And to your point, I mean, it's Michigan City, but really you all at Dunes Theater attract people from across the region, up in Southwest Michigan, throughout Northwest Indiana, and in the Chicago area and beyond. So a huge reach, a great opportunity without a doubt. Lillian, can I ask you, specific to this show and to Steve's point about this opportunity, what is special about this story? What is the theme? Why do you think this type of story will inspire people, engage people?
Well, I tend to think of things a little more generally, like why, as opposed to, like, why this play as opposed to Gem of the Ocean, or as opposed to, you know, All My Sons. You know, this play, I think all of August Wilson's work is special. I think we would get the same thing out of watching any of these plays. Two Trains Running, I particularly enjoy because of the conversations had. This play means something to me because it reminds me of people that I grew up with. It reminds me of my father. It is a slice of Black life. and interiority. I think people try to make the play something that I'm not sure it is. Like, it is a play about life. It's not a play about civil rights, just because it's set in the late 60s. It's not a play about race. It is a play about life. And I think that's always valuable at any time, in any place.
Mm-hmm.
I think if no one's seen a play about Black life or Black people talking about Black things and Black feelings, then I think it's valuable because it then brings on the realization that everyone can relate.
Exactly.
And I think that's good theater. That's always good theater. A good theater tells a very specific story. And when you watch it, you find that you relate to it. Especially the more specific it is, oddly enough, that's the magic.
Mm-hmm.
The more specific the story is, the more people find that they find something in it.
You know, one, I can totally understand that. And I think that is always been the power to me for theater, is going in and really relating to that story. So, Steve, just really quick, if we can, how do people get tickets? I'm assuming there's still tickets available. So how do
there are still tickets available? Yes, you can go to the Dunes website, which is www.dunesarts.org. And tickets are priced. We want everybody to see this. So it's a sliding scale. Tickets are from $5 to $50, so it's basically a pay what you can. Michigan area teachers and students can come in for free. We want everybody we can in our area to see this play. It's an important play. This is an important company. And I think it's going to open a lot of eyes as to what the power of theater really is in terms of showing you people that may be unlike you, but with whom you have lots of connections and can find lots of.
Love the message and the opportunity. And just, Lillianne, thank you to the acting company for giving the opportunity to our community to do this. You know, thank you to the Dunes Art Foundation, Steve, you and your organization bringing this opportunity to Northwest Indiana. Thank you all for being on. Thank you to all of our listeners out there for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region.
Thank you so much.